love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. You know the line. I'm going to try to be quick because I'm tired and it's late. I did send a card today to Susanna, because, you know, I talked about the joyful time I had with Julia, but the only thing I could think of with Susanna is another time with Julia, the time we went to the Pure Energy concert. And so, you know, I use a picture of her that the smile on her face was delightful. My concern about Susanna is she's not that little girl anymore. And she's at the age where she definitely can become bound to another man. And considering the environment she's in, she might feel it's fine to do it with most anybody. No, I'm sorry. That's not true. And I'm her dad. I love her and I want to protect her. And I want to explain to her thoroughly what I have tried to express, that my wife has rejected the idea that I can back up from the Bible that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Again, some of the obvious things. You will not find an example of premarital sex mentioned in the Bible. You will not find a child out of wedlock. Because, you know, marriage begins with sex. Literally. It's easy to argue. But if my Susanna and my Glory Jane are shielded from that, and they go the way of the world, basically adultery becomes a real possibility. I did mention I found the picture of the two ladies from the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center, and I did send the message to the center, and has not got a response yet. And I don't know if it was passed along or if it's going to be ignored. I don't know. Their website says, please give us 2 days. So I'll give them 2 days. The other thing is, I have been engaging in some loose, indirect dialogues on the Shofar Coin project from years ago. Because of that, I watched the video at shofarcoin.com. Found out that I had a little bug because, you know, I haven't checked into it. It's on BitChute, Brighteon, YouTube, it was supposed to be on shofarcoin.com, and it wasn't, and hopefully it's fixed now. It was on Shofar Nexus, so it was there. But the issue is, it's not a light-duty game. It's the kind of thing, like I've heard from about the various other projects related to Shofar Nexus, it'll scare people to death. And in the case of Shofar Coin, the easier thing to do is say, I have no motivation. Where do I make money off of this? And that's how because again, the guy who does money, moneyasdebt.net, Paul Grignon, however it's pronounced, he and I, 3 years ago, for several months, were exchanging emails. He had found a potential party who was interested and never materialized. Because it's not light-duty stuff in the sense of what you're doing is you're going to the banking community and saying, we don't need you anymore. And like I say, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is it's a Ponzi scheme. It's a distraction. And it's simply, what it does is it's a way to get people What Bitcoin does is people look at it as a way to invest. If I put money into Bitcoin, the money will grow. You're a money changer. You know, remember Christ and the whip? The money changers. So you're making money out of the manipulation of money. Money should be used as a way of transferring value, not as a way to make money grow. That's what the banking community does. And that's why the whips. I won't dwell there. The point behind cryptocurrencies, again, cryptocurrencies is 1970s technology, Merkle trees, which is a corollary of public key cryptography. And it is rebranded in the 1990s, early 2000s as blockchain. You know, but again, same idea, made some refinements in, well, made a particular implementation, which we now know as Bitcoin. And many others have come on board, Ethereum and Dash and others that come and go. But Bitcoin is, you know, the elephant in the room. And the issue is the price goes up and down. And for, in general, it's, I don't know, $50,000 a coin or something of that nature. People are investing huge amount, making big, huge data centers just simply due to Bitcoin mining. It's fraud. It's simply fraud. And because you can see there's price manipulation and things of that nature. But why does the banking community kind of show attention but still allow it to happen? Reason being is because if you get people used to it saying, I want this, and then over time you show some weakness and so forth, and then you come with the central bank issued digital currencies, central bank issued, whatever the acronym is, which, you know, are in the works, being introduced in various countries. And then suddenly we'll say, okay, there'll be an event. There'll be some kind of event, a huge price fluctuation, a big event with Bitcoin. People say, oh no, I better get out of Bitcoin and move to the central bank coins. And they transferred you from the fiat paper money to the fiat cryptocurrencies issued by the central banks. And they've increased their control. Because now do they not only issue fiat currency, but they also have control of every bit of the process. They know where everything is, and they have the power to turn off an individual. This is the whole point of Bitcoin. So a whole bunch of people make a lot of money, including billionaires, out of it. Who cares? When you're playing, because again, if you look at the banking system, it is the derivatives trading. It's the idea of essentially selling stocks that are based on other stocks. It's all figments of the imagination. And there's a quarter, not billion, not trillion, a quarter quadrillion dollars of those out there. And it's just vapor. And this is how the monetary system is just nothing. So the manipulation of money by the banking community is deception. And the issue that a lot of people are saying is you can't compete with that, which is essentially is give up. And my response is no, I simply will not. The project has been dormant now for 3 years. But, you know, when opportunities come, as they have recently, I kind of dangle a carrot out there. And sometimes, at least somebody will say no. And they'll have to have that in their head, saying no. I know this is, the other things are wrong. Here's somebody trying to promote something that may work. No, I won't pursue that. It's kind of like somebody saying, here, I'm trying to seek reconciliation. No, I won't pursue that. Anyway. But I'm going to be short. I've been pondering now for some time, because what was it, a year ago? No, 2 years. 2 years ago. Wow. I did a series of videos that I called Reconcile by 30, with the intent of saying my goal is to seek at least the starting of reconciliation by our 30th anniversary. Obviously, it was completely ignored. But after that was done, I took those, because it was just simply kind of like this, where I'm just simply speaking. But what I did is I did things on particular passages or concepts from the scripture. And I changed it to the Foundation series, added the scripture overlays, and put it on YouTube, which I'm quite confident that I'm shadow banned, because again, I've done some searches for things, and you don't find me. You find other things, but you don't find me. So I'm shadow banned, and obviously I was marked as hate speech. So that would be consistent. Brighteon, I don't remember. I got some views. But I think we were talking maybe dozens. But BitChute, basically every video in about the first week got 200 views. You know, for me, without any promotion, you know, I'm not on social media or whatnot, to get 200 views was a big deal. And then there was interaction in the comments on there. There was interaction, which was very encouraging. You know, this is where I dealt with the one gentleman I called the pseudo-Muslim, the other who's the black racist, because I had previously dealt with a white racist. You know, so, I mean, it was only fair. Can't get one of each. But at least there was an interaction. And like I say, most of those videos now, year and a half later, most of them are 400 views or more. You know, again, for me, that's wow. you know, that's really is wow. So I've been wondering, but because see, I've tried to refine some techniques, you know, and I'd rather find somebody who's a better presenter than I am. I got to remember, don't forget, remind me to tell you about this. I'm going to try to make it bold here so I can remember. but when I interact with people, whether they're face-to-face, sometimes going in depth and be able to relate things seems to have a lot of merit. So I'm wondering about doing what I'm doing now, except change it so I can do it again, you know, with the BitChute audience. And toying with some ideas. I won't go into that now. But anyway, the reason why I'm wearing this tonight, because I went to Publix today. So I did a 7 mile round trip. And it was cold. So I wore this. Because this is fairly warm. You know, it was 50, 52, whatever it was. So I wore this because this is, you know, it's synthetic, so it doesn't breathe well, but it keeps you warm. May 30th of 2000, my family, my wife, Eric Lee, Jack, Tirza, and Julia, our four kids at the time. Wow, only four. What a small family. Jim and Madge Cross had acquired a RV, and they allowed us to use it. And we went to the Outer Banks. And that was the trip. And I have some of the pictures online. The first picture is of my four kids at the time and me wearing this. And so I figured, I got to wear it tonight. So I was wearing this. I have tennis shoes on. I have some pants that, no, I don't wear those kind of pants anymore. And of course, the other thing you can see is this ring, because, you know, this is a symbol. It's only a symbol. It doesn't have any significance beyond that, but it's a symbol indicating that I'm bound to a woman, because I'm bound to the same woman I was bound to then, because it's the same ring. You know, there's a, let me see if I can get it there. But anyway, on the wall over there is a picture of a lady who, piece of paper below there says, Dottie Jane loves John. That's the woman who claimed to love me. And on top of the picture frame, is her ring, which should be on her finger. She once actually wrote and said she would be willing to put it back on again. Well, it's there. It's offered to her. It belongs to her. I love that lady. I see four kids. Erica Lee, who now denies Christ. Jack, whose deeds clearly indicate, homosexuality is a denial of Christ, unambiguously. Tirza, who seems to have gone for credentials and the things of this world. Julia, who gave me the impression that she was truly in love with Isaac, committed her life to him. But I don't know what's happened to her. All the cards and emails I've sent to her. Silence. She's my girl. I love her too. And then, of course, there's George, Susanna, Gloria Jane, Walter, and Zadok, who've been isolated from me. But anyway, there's the photo of the five of us, obviously taken by my wife. And, there's the picture of her on the beach, on that trip. But the picture of her with Julia, it's the one I use for that day, with Julia resting on her. Oh, that's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love those ladies, both of them. Especially the one holding the young child. I'm the dad of that child. And the husband of the lady. I'm tired. My lady, I love you. And I want you back.